Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here. Rock God Rick Maxa here, too, in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, overlooking a beautiful Southern California day here, overlooking the San Diego Landings. Bob and Charmel from Katmai Lodge here, and their associate Rob is here. He's the official overseeing everything here in the world headquarters with us, too, and having a lot of fun talking about one of the great places to fish on Earth.
Oh, no doubt, man. This has just been a fun show. And it brings back so many memories. I can't wait to be back.
You're going
to Katmai
in July.
And see the wilderness, and
yeah.
It's just a very, very
How
special
long has it been
place.
Since you've been there?
It's been a couple of years. I mean, it was that's where Dallas and I got engaged. Thanks to Charmel,
yeah.
Like she was the influential part of making that happen. But so it'll be 4 years, I think, since we've been up there, which is crazy sound. But we had a baby in between that kind of spoiled the last trip of coming up, but threw a little wrench in my last return. So can't wait. Going to be fun. Well, we're having a great time here talking to you. If you want to join us here on Let's Talk Hookup, we're having a great show. Lots of fun and so much time for your phone calls. If you want to join us on the second hour, 213-432-1090. That's the phone number. Phones are totally packed up right now, but there's going to be plenty of opportunity for you to get through in the second hour. Again, 213-432-1090. Or you can send us a text. Again, text the show, only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. We've got a bunch of great texts lined up, but still plenty of time for you. Text that show through the Let's Talk Hookup app, and make sure you include your contact info, because we're giving away a full-day trip on board the San Diego out of... a full day trip on the Liberty. Liberty trip at a Fisherman's Landing. So you're gonna get to go a full day trip with Taro and Anibal, have a great time, catch a bunch of fish. It's gonna be a great time.
Yeah, they're gonna be operating here soon, right?
Yeah, I think just like everybody, this time of year, getting through the maintenance period, getting the boat all ready, and in no time they'll be up and running. Taro is at El Salto right now. The boat's not running, he's down there with the guys, hopefully catching a bunch of bass. But the boat's gonna be up and running here anytime.
I think they're actually at Picachos.
They did the combo trip. Yeah, I think they did 2 days at Salto and 3 days at Picacho.
Oh, wow.
So,
what a trip.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Get your big fish on and get your numbers on with it.
Yeah.
Well, hey, with that said, it's time to find out what's biting out there. Our FishDope.com report today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerkied fish. There's spices, rubs, smoked cheese, the tuna burgers, and the poke kit. All of it is available at their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can call online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure to make your reservations for your upcoming trip as well. That's at 619-255-3128. We're going to start off our catch report with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Eds on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Bob, Charmel. Fun show. Listening to something different here for a change. It's awesome. Then I got to tell you guys, it's nice to start this week's report. Storm clouds on the horizon, man. I've had enough rain for a while.
Yeah, sure.
But this morning's weather anomaly, I looked out the window at the roof next door, solid frost, 38 Ooh. Degrees in Huntington Beach, man. That's just, I like summertime better. But, hey, no wind, so that's a good thing. Makes possible for a few of our hardier souls to get out there. Now, admittedly, conditions are tough after the rain and the wind and the swell we've had. That's an amazing swell. But, surprisingly, bass fishing out there locally inside the Horseshoe on the hard bottoms and off Huntington Beach on some of that hard bottoms there, it's actually been pretty good. Best setup for sure. It is a squid on a lead head, low and slow, fishing them right down there on the bottom, right down there in the structure. And, you get a few whitefish and you get a few sculpin and, no cods. Cod fishing's closed here for a while, guys. And, it's definitely not like talking about 200-pound bluefins, but, we got what we got till, we get a little farther into the season here. No reports at all from the islands other than some guys hooping at Catalina, and actually hooping in the harbor there has been pretty darn good also. But no fishing reports from the islands. Weather's definitely been not too friendly on the outside there. But here's something interesting, and it's another good reason to have your Fish Dope membership, is I was looking at the charts, both C-Temp and Chlorophyll, down the beach a ways there, and there's a really little spot of water, and that's a little, actually, an interesting area, kind of below the inner bank, from about that 1140 finger towards that lower 500, and then in toward the beach, toward the peanut bank there. But it's a really nice piece of water. It's cleaner, it's warmer, and it's an normally very productive area, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if some of those guys, either long-range boats, you know, going down or back, or somebody fishing on a day and a half down there toward Call Net, or just a yacht that wants a long ride, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if somebody scratches up to catch a bluefin out of there. I mean, it's in a good spot, and they've been around, and, man, that'd be awesome to get January started with some of that bluefin tunas here. So we'll see if anything transpires, and that's this week's report. Not a whole lot going on, and hopefully we can find for you next week.
Yeah, good bugging. Just got a text from Scott Sherman. He bugged out last night, San Diego Bay. Lots of good fishing going on. And, of course, Danny and the boys at fishdope.com have all the information for you. $20 off a new membership, the fishdope.com, using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Yeah, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. The store's on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edgar by Chevron Station. And the phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And get your gear ready, guys. It looks like this season might be kicking off early. I got a good feeling about that bluefin getting going here. So
I don't know whether this is a true report or not, but I read when those guys were out there riding those 50-foot waves at Cortez Bank that they actually saw bluefin out there while they were riding.
You know, I saw that.
I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah, I haven't heard any more about it. I don't know who would have seen that. I think Todd Manser was out there, and I'm not sure that he did see him.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, I was going to say, you sure wouldn't not believe it. You know, it's been such prolific volume of tuna this year that, I don't think it would surprise anybody.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Those waves are something else, too.
Whew.
Oh, my God, that was just all up and down the coast. I was watching video of those guys surfing Todos Santos down there.
Pretty crazy.
Like 50, 60 footers. No thanks. Yeah.
You know, interesting story. I think we told it before, though. But Bob Hoos was telling me one time he was headed out to the bank, and at night he was getting these blips on his radar of boats out at the Cortez. And it's like, no, there's no boats out here. What's going on? It was waves.
No
breaking.
Way.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Waves breaking were showing up on his radar. So.
Yeah, when the water lumps up 50 feet tall, it's going to show something.
You don't want to go near that.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, thanks. Great to hear from you, and we'll talk to you next. Or actually, Ricky will talk to you next, because I'll be out of here.
You're out of here.
Ricky will talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
See you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay.
Appreciate that. All right. Hey, Captain Andy Cates from the Red Rooster 3 is on the line. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Andy?
How's the boat doing?
Yeah, the boat's doing good. We left yesterday. we left day before yesterday on a 15-day ride down, ride back fishing trip down to the Hurricane Bank. So we're en route now. It's been a pleasant ride. It's still... It's cold. It was cold, yeah.
Whoop, you're breaking up.
Like we're losing you on the satellite phone there.
Hello. Got you, Andy?
Hello?
Yeah, we got you now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm saying we're on a 15-day trip down to the Hurricane Bank day before yesterday. So we're en route here, and it's been cold. It's been cold driving down. We got a nice load of bait, and we should be fishing day after tomorrow. Starting our trip.
Sweet. So awesome.
Sorry I got a bad connection. Usually this thing is pretty good. This Starlink is usually spot on, but evidently it's not that good.
Sounds pretty clear. I can't believe how clear
it's very
it is.
Clear.
I didn't realize how that you were on the boat. It's amazing.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. Like, it sounded like you were on the beach. It's cut in or out a time or two, but as far as clarity goes, that sounds really good.
Yeah. Bob's just putting that up at Katmai.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, we'll report back as we continue on with this trip. It does look like we're going to have nice weather down there. You know, we just finished up that last trip, had nice fishing down there at the bank, And it was a fly down, fly back out of Cabo San Lucas, kind of a unique trip. The guys had a great time, and the weather was fantastic, man. Oh, we spent a day or two in there in Cabo San Lucas and San Jose, and it was just spectacular weather. And now looking at some of the weather reports and getting some feedback from Magdalena Bay, it looks like that weather up in there has been very, very comfortable here for the last couple of weeks. When we've had real cold weather up above, it sounds like it's been anywhere from 62 at night up to the 70s there in the daytime in the Magdalena Bay area. So we're pretty excited about that for our Riviera cruises coming up. If somebody's interested in getting out of town and getting into some warm weather for a few days, we've got some spots left on the trips. And I want to thank you guys for helping us out with us and getting some traction on these spectacular trips down to Magdalena Bay.
Wow, that's great. I'm glad. But there are a few spots left on the trips. When's the first trip go?
The first trip leaves Magdalena Bay on the 9th. So you fly into La Paz, and then we courier you to Puerto Chale, which is on the south end of Magdalena Bay. And then we start your journey, do a day of whaling, petting the calves, the cow calves, and then go up to Magdalena Island for a day hike into Santa Maria Bay, and then go up the mangroves, about a four-hour ride up the mangroves, up to Lopez Mateo, and then do a morning of whaling, and visit the oyster farm, which ought to be pretty entertaining. And then we work our way back down, and it's a short trip, you know, a four-day trip, and get you back on the plane and get you home same day. So
sounds so awesome. And you actually have a website dedicated to that trip, right?
We do. It's Riviera Cruise Red Rooster.
Perfect.
If you type in Riviera Red Rooster, it comes right up. That's all you got to type in.
Well, Andy, safe travels down to the hurricane there, and great hearing from you. Hopefully you'll give us a call and give us a fish report when you start throwing some 200-pounders on the deck there this coming week. And we're all, everybody who's our listeners that are going on that Riviera cruise, there's still a chance to get on, so jump on it. Thanks, Andy. Nice to hear from you. Appreciate the call this morning very much.
Absolutely.
All right.
I really appreciate it.
All right, thanks. Hey, Bob, that Starlink sounds pretty darn good. That was from the middle of the ocean, man. Did you hear that?
Rocking back and forth.
Yeah, I think it's going to work at Katmai.
I hope so.
It sounds pretty good. Yeah, I've heard some people really talking about how good that system is. Yeah. So it kind of changes the whole game when it comes to remote stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of our short-range fleet now has added that to it, you know, day-and-a-half boats and things like that. And they say the exact same thing. I mean, they say what Bob was talking about this morning, that, you know, their internet is faster on the backside of Clemente on the Bluefin grounds than it is sitting in their driveway at house on their regular cell phone.
And it's cheaper.
A lot cheaper.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Let's talk to Mike. Mike's calling us from Rosemead this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Looks like we might have lost Mike, so how about we jump back in and talk to Alex. Alex is calling us from San Carlos this morning. Hey, Alex, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, Alex.
Great.
Good, good. Hey, so my wife and I, we've always been talking about taking a trip out to Alaska, but I was wondering, if we do a four-day trip, what would the typical itinerary look like? Would there be enough time to fish and also you know, do some hiking, check out some wildlife, or what's a typical itinerary look like for a trip like that?
So on a four-day trip, you would arrive on a Saturday. We would get you to the lodge from Anchorage, typically between 10 and 12.
So you'd fly to Anchorage the day before on
Friday. We'll pick you up from Anchorage Airport, get you to the lodge, get you fed, checked in, housed, get your equipment and out on the water.
By noon.
Yeah, by noon.
Latest, right? A lot of times.
Assuming that you're doing the four-day fishing trip, the good thing about this is that you set your own itinerary. I mean, you have your own guide for you and your wife. You're not sharing this guide with anybody else. So if you just want to spend the first day sitting at the lodge having a couple beers and some wine because you're tired, you can do that. But most people want to hit the ground running, or, you know, hit the water running, I should say. And you can get out there and start fishing right away. And the next 3 days are up to you. Typically, people get out on the water about 7 o'clock. And they don't come back until 5 or 6 in the evening. It's 5 o'clock.
Yeah, because it's light until midnight, right?
Right. It's a good thing about fishing out on the Alagnac is that you don't need to come back for lunch. So you can just have your shore lunch out there. I think that's the favorite part for a lot of people is lunch on the riverbank. You come back for dinner around 5, get washed up, have some drinks at happy hour, and do it all again the next day. But there's definitely time for fishing. If you want to get a fly out in, you can let us know you want to do that, fly out and see the bears or go to one of the smaller creeks. But as for your day-to-day itinerary, you set the time and the place. If you want to fish for trout, you let the guide know, I want to go out for trout tomorrow, and he'll put you on trout.
And Alex talked about wildlife. You're immersed in it. There is no missing it. And I know that you guys do special trips out just for wildlife viewing, but, I mean, be clear, like, you don't need to do that.
You are instantly
immersed in everything that you could imagine.
Right.
You know, just on your fishing trip, you're going to see virtually everything there is.
Yeah. While you're fishing or while you're in between fishing spots.
And if you don't want to fish anymore, you don't have to. Yeah. Just let your guide know, we just want to relax here on the bank. We just want to take it all in.
Let's go stop and have a beer, a glass of wine, and hang out.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Take a light hike. There's not a lot of hiking to do in the area, but, you know, like Bob said, it's like walking on a mattress. There's some light hikes in the tundra, but it's really up to you on what you want to do. The only thing that's set is breakfast and dinner.
There you go.
Everything in between is at your pace.
I want to go back and talk about shore lunch, but let's talk to Marcos at C4 Sport Fishing with a report. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
What's up, Marcos?
Fantastic.
Well, we had a nice cooperation from the weather this week, so we got some trips out. Definitely a little more consistent than we've had there. But very good fishing. Locally, we're seeing lots of sand bass. There's some sculpin in the mix there. So pretty good fishing on the seawise, fishing locally. Fished down in Mexico yesterday. 18 anglers had 71 rockfish, 29 whitefish. They are back out there today. So like I said, this weather's cooperating. It's great fishing. The Pacifica made it out under a day and a half last night. So I got a report from them. We're hoping they catch something. And they will be running again next weekend. Tribute's online next week, but they sold out. Now the Pacifica's online. So if you want to hop on one of those day and a half, you know, get out on the boat in January. Go out there, do some fishing. Definitely check that out. Seaforthlanding.com for those half days, both the local and the extended. And as soon as the new Seaforth comes back online, we'll expand that schedule out as far as who's available. But right now, Sea-Watch is running all those trips. So check the website. If you want to do one of those day and a half trips, we've got a few scheduled out. And some of these boats have trips actually up into May. So definitely check that if you're planning ahead. Just call the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out, answer any questions you have. Get you out there fishing because season never really stopped there. We're still going here, and I'm guessing we'll probably see bluefin at any point here.
No doubt, especially with trips running and Colinette happening and the odds of those guys bumping into tuna, I would say, is much greater than not. So, yeah, looking forward to the next couple of reports here, Marcos.
Absolutely, and like I said, we're definitely getting out this week and again next weekend, so we're going to have something for you here.
Sounds good. Are most of those day-and-a-half guys are fishing down Colinette way?
They're officially freelance trips or Baja Coast trips, so I don't know what their plans are, but that's definitely an option for them. They may fish offshore if they find something out there. They may fish the coast, but passports required for these trips fishing in Mexico. Don't forget that.
All right. Cool, Marcos. Great to hear from you at C4 Sport Fishing, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Marcos.
Very good. Appreciate that very much. Some great texts coming through, some great calls. That wraps up our catch report, by the way. And I have a great text here. It's from Ryan. And Ryan asks, let me bring it up here. It says, good morning, gentlemen. This is Ryan from Irvine, and the phone number is blah, blah, blah. Could you please explain what shore wading is? I have never fished a river before and don't know what to expect.
Well, a good way to describe it is you get up in the morning and you jump in the boat with your guide and obviously you're more than likely your fellow fisherman, and you'll drive down to we have these as the water runs down the river, it kind of S turns throughout the whole river, and what you'll do is you'll get on one of the backsides of the S turn, which is basically a shallow high spot. One left side of the river's high, the right side of the river's low. And what we'll do is just pull the boat right up onto the low side, and you'll park the boat, and you'll get out of the boat And you're ankle deep.
In your waders.
And
provided by you guys.
You know, we have all the
and
waders and the boots and everything. And what you'll do is on the tail out, which is kind of the end of the S turn, you'll kind of start walking out there and you go as deep as you want to go, what your ability is. I mean, most of the time you don't have to go any deeper than your crotch, you know, and are knee deep. And so then you're basically casting upstream, and the fly or the streamer is swinging out through these tails, and that's basically short fishing in a nutshell.
Yeah.
So it's very smooth.
Cool.
It's very smooth water. It's not fast. It's not going to tip you over. The gravel in our river is gravel, so it basically in sand. So that's what brings the salmon in. They like to lay their eggs in the gravel. So there's no big boulders or, you know, there's obviously some places you'll have that, but most of the time, I'd say 90% of the time, it's just sand and gravel.
Easy walking.
Yeah. So nothing to trip on, nothing to fall over. You might be concerned about a little hole. There might be a dip in the gravel, but then all in all, it's very, very, very easy.
And fun.
Yes.
Addicting.
And so once you hook up, I mean, you got the whole beach to bring it in on. I mean, there's nothing to get hung up on. There's no, you know, there might be a root ball somewhere out there, but most of the time it's just wide open.
And the guides are so good about coaching you on how to land that fish, too.
And bringing it in.
It's a different kind
of. And if you need to walk down river because it's running, because it got out in the current, and you can walk down the river, and that's usually that happens.
Yeah, or run.
Yeah, it just runs.
Chase it. Yeah, fun stuff. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Dennis? Dennis calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Dennis. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. It's a beautiful day in San Diego, ain't it? I'm telling you. I have a question for Bob, actually two of them. One, I've never had fresh caught salmon, so if I catch one, will the chef cook it up? And two, because of the light being later, like it doesn't set completely, but are we allowed to fish at night or it's not recommended or what?
Well, actually, your first question is what happens is when you catch that salmon and it's about 11:30 in the morning, the guy's going to grab it and he's going to whack it on the head and he's going to pull the barbecue out of the boat and set it up right there on the beach. And he's going to barbecue that fish up right there.
Right there. We're talking about the shoreline.
You've never had fresher.
It doesn't get much fresher than that. You know. Yeah. And as you're catching the other ones, he's running up back and forth, flipping your fillet as you're bringing another one. He's going to run back out in the water and grab the net and bring that one in and put that in your box and then run back and flip your fillet again. So you can't get it much fresher than that.
And also, if you're not a fish eater, they'll bring hamburgers out.
Whatever. He'll ask you the night before.
Whatever you want.
What do you guys want? You want to do what shore lunch do you want? Do you want a hamburger? Do you want the prime rib from last night's dinner? Or do you want to have a fish? You know, we'll catch a fish for you. And then he'll bring everything you need out there, plus desserts and all that.
And those guys, I fish with several guys up there. They know how to cook sockeye. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And they have their own little surprises in their rubs and all that they put in throughout the
pack. It's kind of almost like a competition between guys,
right?
It's like, who can make the best filet?
Right. We even have a little contest sometimes with the guides.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
A little chef contest.
Right. And then the second question with coming in on your fishing in the evening, we like to, you know, you can leave as early as you want, you know, 6 in the morning. The restaurant opens up at 6, so usually people come in there and they have their coffee, their eggs, their omelets, whatever they want, and then they're out, they're usually down at the water at 6:30. And then you fish all day long, and we like to get you back at 5 o'clock because then our river system is so big that we want to make sure everybody gets back in because by 5:30, 6 o'clock, we're sending someone out to look for you.
Yeah.
But you can come in and get cleaned up, go have dinner because dinner's at 7 o'clock, so that's usually you want to have at least a little bit of time to take a shower, relax a little bit, have a drink.
But if you don't want to leave till 8 in the morning, you're fine with that,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And then after dinner, you're more than welcome to just, walk out in front of the lodge. If you ever go on the website and look at it, there's a little island in front of it, and you want to take your line and cast out there, there's fish right in front there.
Oh, yeah.
You can fish as late as you want.
Yeah, a lot of people that want to fish, and you're just so tired.
I was just going to say
by the time you come back.
They are not short days. You are.
Yeah, you're it's like if you ever fit. Well, I'm sure there's some guys that will fish for fish and fish, but after 12 hours out there on the water, you're ready to relax a little bit. Because guess what? You're going to do it again the next morning.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to do it again the next morning, and you'll burn yourself out, and the next morning you're going to be with your head down, you know, instead of and miss the moose as you just drove right by it, you know, going up the water.
Yeah, for sure. I find that, you know, go have appetizers. Go take a hot shower, have appetizers, go have dinner, and then...
It's usually lights out. There's not too many people.
But you don't have to.
You throw a cocktail in that mix. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if you guys go on our website, katmai.com, and you'll be able to see that evening shots. We have a video on there to where you can see the guys lined up in the evening. And that's the spot where people are after dinner going out there. Because sometimes there's a group of guys. They'll be out there smoking cigars and having their drinks and then say, let's go out there and get something. And sure, there it is. Go for it. Stay as late as you want. And then if you look at that picture, that's about 12 o'clock, you know, at night is when they're fishing. Wow. You can still see the light out there. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. You have a great text.
I thought so. Yeah, definitely. He says, hi, Bob and Charmel. It sounds like such an amazing place. I can't wait to make a trip up there. My quick question is, do you guys ever have issues with the bears taking your clients' fish, similar to our friendly sea lions down here in SoCal? Also, he had a question about fish processing, which I think he covered. And I got to reiterate, too, what a great job you guys do with fish processing. Because that's not all the same everywhere either. You know, I mean, some people say that and they just rough cut your fish. I mean, this is beautiful fish, backpack, wax box. I mean, you guys really do it right.
Yeah, we do have the bears do come up, and if
there's no issues though, if they want the fish,
if they want the fish,
you
don't argue with them.
You don't argue with them. You don't. You just break the line off, or just snap it off, and just get out of there. If he's wanting your fish, just give it to him.
Yeah, he wins.
Very rare though.
Very rare. It doesn't happen that often.
The guys are very good at looking out and around, and being very aware of the surroundings. If there's a bear walking down, we tend to scoot away before they even have a chance to get to that.
You give them the right of way.
Right.
It's not as scary as everybody turns it out to be.
At all.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's such a special place to get to see. I mean, there's just not, you just don't get to see that in any places like that. It's really, it's what makes the trip.
Oh,
yeah. It's a true wilderness experience.
Yeah. Gladly, you can have that fish. I'll catch another one.
Yeah, exactly. There's plenty there.
Yeah.
They're better fishermen than
you. For sure. They don't need your help.
Hey, when we come back, we got plenty of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls and more of your texts. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'd like to invite you to share your passion for outdoor recreation at the 75th anniversary celebration of the Hall Family Shows. Join us at the Bart Hall Show February 16th to 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, and the Bart Hall Show March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Acres of fishing tackle, boats, marine accessories, international hunting and fishing lodges, hundreds of seminars, and a full day of real family fun. But while you're at our shows, you need to stop by the Coastal Conservation Association of California to find out what you can do to stop the unnecessary ocean closures within the California 30 and 30 campaign. It will restrict your access to sport fishing in the ocean probably forever. All we want as anglers is a voice in the process. Environmental extremists are shutting us out. Join thousands of other California anglers and become a member of CCA Cal. Check ccacal.org.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle, right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
This is Art Taylor of the Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Been a very busy morning on the phone. We do have an open phone line, first time since the beginning of the show. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090. Still plenty of time, too, to send in your Let's Talk Hookup questions to the app.
Yeah, for sure. And check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Front cover talk is showing a guy in a really nice pair of Sims waders there. Oh, camo. Those are nice,
yeah,
huh? Yeah.
Big Canadian goose.
So, yeah, big Canadian goose. And talking about the extreme weather in the Sierras, how that's going to affect fishing, and a lot more. Of course, you can always find out what's going on Let's Talk Hookup in there, too. And also some really good information on catching halibut in the surf. So that's this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. And also, I want to remind you, bring you to our Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. And Chef Jeff put together a beautiful miso glaze black cod and salmon recipe.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Man.
Oh, man. Check that recipe out. It's like, what a great combo. Black cod and miso glazed salmon.
We're cooking some black cod this afternoon.
Oh, boy. Yeah, yeah. That sounds like fun. Well, check that out. It's Chef Jeff's latest recipe at our website, letstalkhookup.com. And I have a great text here from Darren in Camp Pendleton. And thanks for reaching out from Camp Pendleton. He's asking about airports and flying from Southern California. Can you kind of go over what the options are? And that's the nice thing about Anchorage. You have a lot of options flying in Anchorage.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Going into Anchorage is a hub. It's just kind of like...
way easier to go anywhere else.
Take your pick of your favorite airline.
Yeah, you can go out of San Diego to Seattle. Everything's usually funneled through Seattle. Mm-hmm. But you have direct flights. You know, United's got a direct flight from Denver. LAX,
San Francisco,
flight, LAX. San Francisco. Alaska Airlines comes from every airport down here up there, so that's an easy, you know, Alaska.
And lots of flights.
Yeah, and they have a direct flight in the morning, so that works out really well out of LAX. So Friday morning you can get on the 10 o'clock direct flight directly to Anchorage.
Yeah,
and, you know, and you're there, mm-hmm. and then the next morning you come out to the lodge.
Yeah.
If not, you just funnel through Seattle or Portland, one or the other,
or Salt Lake City, you know, or where,
right.
You can come anywhere, and you. Yeah, like you're going to be in Pennsylvania doing a show. You have people that come from all over the United States, all over the world.
All over the world, yes.
And that come there.
We go from Britain, you know, from the British come in, from down
Saudi Arabia.
Wow. We have people come in, Brazilians come in. Everywhere.
No kidding.
Yeah. It's not a place that we don't bring someone. We have a big map there that we have everybody put the pin in.
You know,
so they can see where they're at, where they're from. And it's all over the country.
Yeah.
Or the world, I should say.
Yeah. But the other advantage, because there's so many airlines that fly into Anchorage, is the fares are, compared to going to Sitka or going to one of the, you know, Juneau or something like that, usually you can find way better fares and a lot more different.
Right now it's running, I think Rob got one for $600 round trip to Anchorage, which is, you know.
Which, that's not bad.
Higher end, but lately it's been so expensive.
It's been ridiculous.
It's been ridiculous, but it's coming down. But, you know, that's why we say right now is the time to book, you know, get on the website and book it, and then get your airline tickets now, because the closer you get, it just starts going up. You know, it starts going to 600 to 800 to $1,000. You know, if you want to, you know, go next week.
You know you're going to go.
You know you're going to go. Just get it done now and get it over, because this is the time to buy them.
Yeah. And as far as booking and everything like that, you guys have a great website. You got to check out the website, right? Right, Charmel?
Oh, yeah. The website is awesome when it comes to information. Go ahead and do your research and get...
Katmai.com.
Correct. Get all your questions lined up. And if you have any additional needs, you can call us at 1-800-330-0326 or send an email over to info@katmai.com, and I'll be happy to help you with any additional needs.
Yeah, either you or Laura are always going to answer the phone, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and you guys have been there. You lived there during the summer, and yes. So you know it like the back of your hand.
Yes.
And you like to fish, too.
Correct.
I know that.
And hard not to.
Yeah.
And so incredibly helpful. Because, you know, I mean, you have questions. It's a different trip than you're used to. And, man, you guys both do such a good job helping everybody through. And, you know, even when somebody like me is asking a dumb question, you don't make a seal dumb for, you know what I mean? Like,
there's no dumb
really, really
question.
It's a big trip for some.
You don't know me that well, Bob.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, for sure.
Hey, we're having a lot of fun. Again, if you want to get through this morning, give us a call, 213-432-1090. We've got a text up next from Alex in Santee. I've got a question. If there's any fly tying instructions available, I love the idea of being able to tie my own fly and catch my own fish with it.
Absolutely. We have a whole room dedicated for fly tying. And so usually what we'll do is you'll come in, you'll take your shower, you'll come and have your hors d'oeuvres, you grab yourself a nice drink at the bar, and then you'll go sit in the fly tying room. And normally your guide will come in because you've been talking about it all day, and you guys will just go ahead and make your own fly up, you know. And
pretty cool.
You know, you'll make your fly, and we've got everything there, the string, the yarn, the hooks. Everything
all part of the deal.
All part of the deal. And then the next morning, you'll take that fly and go catch a fish on it.
That's so cool. So cool.
And the kids really, really like it. That's with Grandpa and all that. Come in there, and they sit there and they...
Kids? It, too.
It's not. they come in there, and they'll make up all kinds of goodies, you know, their own, and grab whatever colors they want. And you know they'll catch a fish with
it. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
How cool. It's like half arts and crafts and half fishing trip.
And that really makes their day. You
That's
know,
cool.
Take a picture with their grandpa with the fly that they made, you know, at the lodge.
That is
I love
cool.
it. That's right.
Sure. Hey, another great text here, and this is from Greg in Rancho Carlsbad. And Greg wants to know.
That's the one I had, too.
Oh, yeah, that one, too?
Yeah, I like it.
He wants to talk more about trout fishing and what kind of trout, size, grayling, char. What's the story on the trout fishing?
All of the above.
Yeah.
Well, we have, you know, our trout season is at the beginning of the season, at the end of the season, and during the season. But your best results for trout are, you know, obviously, you know, Pete, is for silver seasons is when the salmon have flown through and they're starting to lay their eggs. That's what brings them all out of the lakes, and they come into the river system. And so the trout fish in that time of year, you know, roughly they're between 20 to 28 is our average trout. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. It's what you're. But there's some 30s in there that you can pull out.
Yeah.
You know,
whether you land them or not is one thing.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So those are the ones you're going to catch, you know, and there's that target that you're wanting to catch, but there's plenty of them in the 28 range.
You go up to the braids. Different experience than fishing on the main part of
the lake. Absolutely. Yeah. And so what will happen is by the lodge, it's a little bit deeper water, and a lot of the smaller ones hang out there. But what we'll do is we'll go up into the braids, which for some of you don't know what that means. It's basically a bunch of little tailouts, the little streams, little islands throughout the river as the river spreads out as it's coming through that real shallow water. And so what will happen is you'll go down a back channel and you'll pull out a mouse. And it's a top water type of plug that you throw out there, and it imitates a little mouse, muskrat, you know, swimming across the river trying to get to the other side. And that's, you know, I know Pete loves that.
Oh,
that's
so fishing. Fun.
And seeing that trout, you know, that, you know, 28-incher or 30-incher come flying up or actually jumps before it and crashes down on it.
Yeah.
That's my favorite type of fishing.
It's like surface iron yellowtail fishing. You know, it's like you basically throw this thing that looks just like the little mouse up against the bank, and you flip it off the bank, and those trout are just waiting for that,
so
and they come off the bank.
So it's imitating actually you want to perfectly want to hit that mouse right on the bank, and then pop it into the water, and then let it swing out as the current's taking it, and it you twitch your rod, and it kind of slashes.
Hey, I'm running.
And, and the trout come up, and if you see it, you're just like, wow, that's all you got to say.
Pretty sensational.
I'll tell you, it was one of my favorite parts of the trip, which is not, you know, I don't want to say looked down on by other people, but it was the grayling fishing. Like, you're up in the Braids, the coolest country I've ever been in. We saw, I think we saw 17 different bear that day driving up to the, you know, up river. And then the grayling was, it's the coolest looking fish there is. And they're, you know, Dallas and I, again, being new to fly fishing, the opportunities of bites was all dry fly bites and
light tackle.
Yes.
Number six rod.
Yep. And if, you know, if you didn't hit everything perfect, you got a bite, but you didn't get the hook in them, you fire right back and you get another opportunity. They were very willing and the coolest looking fish around that big giant dorsal fin. Like, it was probably my favorite thing to do. And, you know, so many people just pass, it's grayling, no big deal. Like, I loved it. I thought it was one of the coolest things up there.
Yeah. And the sunlight, they would make a great picture.
So cool.
When that sun hits that fin and you hold it up.
Totally.
Sure. Well, let's jump back in the phone. So, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to mention that for the record, trout is catch and release, though. They are beautiful fish, but we
and grayling, too?
Correct.
Okay.
Grayling. Yeah. You can't take any of those home, but they are fun to catch.
Oh, they're so much fun to
take. Take a bunch of sockeye home.
Yeah. Yeah, there's all the sockeye and kings and.
More than enough.
Yeah. You want to take some chum home? You can take that home, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're not going to be short on fish. No, that's for sure.
And you can take a king home, too. Mm-hmm. Right?
Absolutely.
One, right.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's jump back into the phones. Again, if you want your shot, it's 213-432-1090. We're going to talk to Paul. He's called us from Ventura this morning. Hey, Paul. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love your show. You gave me some great advice a couple of years ago. Hello, can you hear me?
Go ahead, buddy.
Hello?
You there? We're
going I've had my eye on Rancho Leonero this summer, but after listening to the segment, I'm definitely going to check the website out for this salmon fishing. It sounds cool. But my question to you guys today is in regards to Rancho Leonero. I've had some experience down in Cabo where you get on the boat and they don't let you bait your hook. They want to throw the lines out. They basically want to catch the fish for you while you just watch. Down at Rancho Leonero, do I get to do my own fishing?
Best thing I can recommend is get on a Super Ponga, because then it's just you and the captain. And you just tell the captain, hey, I want to catch my own fish. And that's Rancho Leonero specializes in Super Pongas, and that's pretty much what you'll be able to do down there. So.
And the day before, when you're putting your lunch together and you're putting everything together, you can just tell the guys and have him help coordinate it and just, you know, pass along that, you know, you just want to be completely involved. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, no problem.
For sure. Not an issue at all. Hey, have a great trip. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
I had another text I wanted to read that was for Charmel. It says, Charmel, my wife really wants to, is looking forward to potentially doing this trip. We just wanted to check to see if they were shared bathrooms, if we have our own space. Can you talk about the accommodations for a woman? That was from Sean and San Juan Capistrano.
Good question.
Yeah.
So the accommodations, especially if you're a couple, are going to be exclusively for you. You're not going to share this with any other parties. The bathrooms are very comfortable. We have a blow dryer for you. the water's always warm. The accommodations are, what would you call it, the Club Med of the Alaska. We've never had any complaints. Like Rick and Pete said, most of the camps out there, you know, you're in a bunk or you're in a tent and...
Because this is a remote area, and you go up and down the Alagnik, there's not very many lodges, but most of them are like tent camps.
Right. Yes.
And, you know, lights out at 10.
A shared bathroom. Yeah. It's an odd
maybe
house.
You have
it's
a heater. Maybe.
Between the tents.
Yeah, you definitely have a heater, and I did make a reference to the Hilton.
I mean at the other places.
Right, we don't have a spa. We do have a sauna.
You have a sauna,
a nice sauna.
Yeah, beautiful sauna.
So there is an opportunity to come back and relax and do that.
Yeah. And you know, I might say, too, Isam from Irvine also had a similar question. He wanted to talk about the lodge itself and what to expect at the lodge. We should explain. Katmai Lodge has a lot of history, right? From back in the days of Tony Sarp when he used to put
80 people. Everybody would bunk up together, and you'd have people in the same room as you that you never, you know, it was a three beds, four beds, two bunks. we got rid of that whole program.
Yeah. You know, and so from 80 people, you take a max of 30 people.
30 people.
So imagine that. The infrastructure is still there for 80, 80 people.
80 flushing toilets.
Give a thought of how much room you will have when you cut the load from 80 to 30. That's the key, is you have your own space. And most people have their own room. Right. And very occasionally you got to share a room.
It's the same thing, too, as boating. And I mean, a lot of guys back in the day, you boated with someone else in the boat. And you know how that can be.
Right.
It can be sometimes very fun.
Right.
Or it could be miserable.
Yeah, exactly. You never know.
You're up with your group. We don't put more than three people in the boat.
Yeah.
If you brought four people, we're going to give you two boats.
Yeah.
And book it that way.
There's various setups when it comes to the rooms.
Right.
We have some lodges, you know, that have 8 to 9 bedrooms with bathrooms, which is great for a group of guys that are coming up.
Right.
If you're coming up with your kids and your wife and you want, you know, to have your own lodge, we put you in a lodge with two bedrooms so the kids can go in one, you and the wife can go in the other. A couple like this gentleman asked, they'd probably get something more like a hotel room set up where it has a queen bedroom and it's a little queen
bedroom. Separate bedroom, a little
room.
Yeah,
a little sitting area, you know, riverfront. There's a variety of different options in regards to how you're going to be accommodated to, and we make sure to really focus on that because it makes for the overall experience.
That's another thing that I think sets you apart is when you call and you talk to Shamel, you talk to Laura, like, you're talking to somebody that instantly reads that scenario and puts the right trip together for you. You're not just taking a phone call, take a reservation date, pushing a button, and away you go. Like you,
right.
I mean, that's what you did for Dallas and I. Like, you picked, like, okay, well, you should stay here. You should do this. You should do this time. You should bring that. Like, everything is tailored to what's going to be right for
that's
you.
That's my focus. I really want to make sure that this experience is all that you want it to be, from the guide to the food to your lodging to what you're doing for the day. To even your experience leading up to getting there.
Totally.
It's very important. Some people, this is a bucket list trip. They're only doing it once in a lifetime, and we have to make sure that it's perfect.
But, you know, when they do it once in a lifetime, they'll be back.
Right. Every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
You go, and it's like it gets under your skin. You got to go back.
And we also talk, we're kind of like psychologists. You know, you'll hear them talking at the show, and you start thinking, okay, what guide would fit this guy?
I'll bet.
You know, it's like, okay, there's an older group. Well, we'll put them one with our older guides. And then if you're a younger group, we'll use one of your younger guides. You know, because they're more fun and they're, you know.
You're spending 8 hours.
You're spending 8 hours. So you don't want to be a younger group with an older guy which, you know, talks a lot and you don't want to talk a lot or doesn't, you know. So
I get it.
You got to go. I think such and such trapper would fit perfect with this couple.
I think you guys are the reason that it sets the lodge. I mean, obviously, the lodge in itself is in the most beautiful place and the beautiful scenery and all the other things, but you guys are what really set it apart from everybody else. It's the truth.
Focus on making everybody feel special and exclusive.
That's it. Yeah, for sure. Hey, the Iron Man Gary White has a question. Gary from Lawndale's. Bob and Shmuel, your website is great. They have the frequently asked questions page answers everything and anything I can think of. The photos alone are like postcards. I want to go.
Good text. Well, I had another one that says, hi guys, this is a really novice question, but here it goes. What's the weather like at Katmai during the fishing season? What should an angler expect on the water? What type of clothes should I be packing? And what is the evening conditions like back in the lodge? All that's from Mike in San Juan Capistrano.
Unpredictable.
Everything.
Well, you know, obviously you want to bring some rain gear and a warm jacket, you know, rain gear.
So you need a rain jacket.
A rain jacket.
Yeah, you don't need pants because you're in the waders.
Right. Rain jacket. And then we have the rest up there. We have the waders for you. We got the boots. We have all of that above. And the predictability of the weather is, you know.
You don't know until the day before. If you
don't like the weather, wait a minute.
It's Alaska. It changes. It's Alaska. I mean, obviously July is the best weather time. But then if you want to catch silvers, it's not going to be there for you.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to really plan on what you want to catch. Or if you don't care, you know, then early August is fine. It's great weather.
Great time. And you can do the flyouts.
And do flyouts and stuff like that. So once you call us, we can recommend a perfect time, whatever you want to do. If you want to catch kings and sockeye, you're going to have to come early July. Mm-hmm. And what the weather is in early July is a better weather pattern that comes through there. But this year was pretty tough, you know, just like anywhere else.
Yeah.
It always changes.
Yeah, you don't. It's the one thing you don't get to have any control over.
And trying to say, come here and it's going to be perfect, I'd just be lying to you.
So
I don't know.
So speaking of spots, we should talk about that because Katmai sells out every year. We our dates in July. The Let's Talk Hookup Davis Boats group has been sold out, and there's actually one spot available right now, right, there. Charmel? Yeah, somebody had to bail out. So if you want to go on that,
so come with
prime time, go with Ricky.
Yeah, Rick
go
will
with,
be there.
Go with Harold and the entourage there. It's a great group, and it's a great time of the year because you catch virtually everything that swims up that river, with the exception of
silver.
That's
Jack.
It. Yeah. Yeah. And highly recommend it. But you have spots in other parts of the season,
yes,
too,
do.
Right?
It's starting
early
to fill
August.
Up. This is the beginning of the show season, so now is the time to get on.
Yeah, get on it now.
Take advantage of the airfares that are down, you know, that are out right now. They're pretty reasonable. And come talk to us, and we'll have you a great time.
Hey, John had a quick question here. He says, I hear salmon stop eating in freshwater. Why do they still take a fly or a lure?
It's a reaction bite.
Yeah, it's aggressive, right?
Yeah, it's like a, you know, same as a bass. It's just something's in front of them, and it was for all the years that it was growing up. It bites on anything with a pink or a, you know, anything that looks like a krill or a shrimp. It's right in front of its face, and it just kind of attacks it.
They can't swat it away with their hands. They got one thing, and it's a set of teeth.
Right.
And kings and chums are the most aggressive bite. Unbelievable bite. They hammer you.
I'm with Harold. Fishing chums in the river is
a blast.
It's so much fun.
It's a blast.
The best, for sure.
And they're little tanks. Once you hook on, it's like pulling out.
Hang on.
Not that little.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Like 12 to 15 pounds?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
On light spin tackle. It's a blast. I'm telling you, you have to go.
And they're very aggressive, too. You know, you can be catch a chum, and as you're walking back to the boat, your line is, you know, in the water, and the damn thing
attack it.
It grabs it right between your legs, and you're holding the line, and it starts streaming out, and you're just a big tangled mess.
Like, watch
out. So rad. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on board the Liberty. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming for you right here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Low, low, low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. For your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat, you need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Dave Brown from Okuma Fishing Tackle. Be sure to stop by our booth at the Bart Hall Shows to check out the hottest new gear for bluefin fishing, like the new Tesoro and Salinas spinning reels, as well as put your hands on the new BioFlyer from Fish Lab. See you there.
It's a whale of a show.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out who's going fishing a full day trip on board the Liberty. Charmel's going to do us the honors and flip the coin. We'll find out who the winner is. We have the caller winning today. So congratulations, Alex in San Carlos. You're going fishing on a full day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. You're going to have a great time.
Congratulations. Boy, Bob and Charmel, thank you very much. I can't wait to get back to Katmai, and I know Ricky's very excited.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Have a good trip down south, Pete.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Rick, we'll see you in a few months.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. And it's good. So if somebody wants to go with us, one spot left on our trip, but there's also other spots here and there throughout the season, and there is no bad season at Katmai.
Yeah.
I can tell you that for sure, because I've been there in many, many different parts of the year, and it's all good.
You just want to know which fish you want to catch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So have a great time.
If you want to go, how do we find you?
You can go onto the website and send an inquiry at www.katmai.com or give me a call at 1-800-330-0326.
All right. And the katmai.com, K-A-T-M-I-I.com is a great website. Has a lot of questions to answer there.
Yes, yeah, go on the website, look at it. You can see all the rooms. You can see the at nighttime what it looks like. We have a great little video. Look at the videos and check us out.
Check it out.
The shows.
Hey, thanks guys for coming in, and thank you for listening today. Thanks to Christian for manning the board. Thanks to Adam for all that he does on our Let's Talk Hookup app. And we'll be back. Well, I won't be back.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Because I'm out of here. I'm leaving for a long one.
Yeah.
I'm going to be gone for 3 weeks. Argentina. Do a little trout fishing, a little hiking, and all kinds of stuff down to Patagonia. So Ricky and Corey will be manning the fort here at Let's Talk Hookup. And tomorrow, Captain Dave Ibrahim from the Tomahawk and Captain Frank Lopresti. Wow. That's going to be a great show. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.